welcome back to Eco Talk, and we're going to be talking about global warming, our favorite topic, not because we just happen to think it's important, but because everyone seems to be talking about it. I think it was the big story of 2005 in terms of manifestations of what could be the effects of global warming. You've heard many people on this show who have said it's definitely arrived, and we're going to talk to someone now who has had a bit of an epiphany in terms of global warming, but is not one of the people who thinks that this record-breaking destructive hurricane season is a manifestation of that. We like to get all perspectives on Eco Talk. So with that, we're going to welcome Dr. Tim Barnett. He's a research marine physicist with the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in La Jolla. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, I learned about you in watching a recent program on PBS for now. I guess it was a replay, but that's okay. I'm glad they're airing it because it's about global warming. I think they call it meltdown or something, melting of the earth, melting of the planet. And you were one of the people interviewed, and I was intrigued because you said that as a scientist you were skeptical that global warming was a real phenomenon or anything we should be concerned about at this point in our evolution, and you became a believer. And I would just like to know why first you were a skeptic and what made you change your thinking on that. And then we can talk a little bit about were the hurricanes a function of global warming or not, in your opinion?
Well, back in the late 80s, I was probably the first one to try to rigorously detect the global warming signal predicted by the climate model. And at that time, the answer was, can't begin to see what the models are predicting in the real world. Sorry, just not there. And as time has gone on, the models have gotten better. The global warming signal has gotten stronger, such that now when you turn the problem around and say, can I see the global warming signals predicted by the models, the answer is an absolute yes with extremely high confidence. So we've sort of gone from black to white, if you wish, or white to black, depending.
Now, were there other scientists at Scripps that made this evolution along with you, or was this just a personal aha, and then you started talking about it, and you maybe had something to do with other people starting to look at it more carefully?
I think most scientists that have been involved in it probably started out, as I did, somewhat skeptical, and their rate of conversion, if you wish, has been differential, but I think right now most reputable scientists believe that we have a very serious problem on our hands.
And what is Scripps doing about that?
Well, we're trying to get the word out to people, trying to convince our government, for instance, that they have a real problem. They can't wait any longer. It may be too late already. And, of course, they don't want anything to do with that.
And disturbing on a lot of levels, of course, but I'm sure the scientific community, I mean, it's amazing to me that scientists never before in history, I think, have been disbelieved or dissed like they are being now.
Well,
it's not just scientists, but, I mean, they can dismiss, you know, environmentalists as, you know, quote, tree huggers, but to ignore the consensus of the best, you know, scientific thinking is mind-boggling.
It is a mind-blower, and particularly when you look across the whole spectrum of different sciences, from biology to chemistry to physics, the confluence of the sciences onto the fact that, yes, global warming is here now is really amazing, and it's nearly complete. I mean, everything from the oceans becoming more acidic to the melting of the glaciers, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You can make a huge list. It's a very impressive list.
And I find it very interesting that, having said that, you are not one of those who believe that this destructive hurricane and tornado and twister season was an effect of climate change.
No, I don't think you can pin any one event or one year on climate change. It's going to be a slow thing. It's going to be what I call the death of a thousand cuts, as opposed to waking up one morning and say, oh, my God, global warming's here today. That's not the way it's going to work.
Well, to the extent it did wake up a lot of people, a lot of Americans, to think, gee, maybe this is the kind of extreme, you know, climate disruption that scientists have been saying, environmentalists have been saying, will be coming because of climate change.
Well, as I said again, I think it's hard to pin, you know, any one thing on global warming. And most of the huge warmth in the Gulf of Mexico was a big factor in how those hurricanes exploded into magnitude 5, guys.
And
most of that was due to natural variability, not global warming.
Okay. But that said, you still are a believer that this is something we must grapple with, not just our country, but the whole planet.
You know, we've got nowhere else to go. If we screw this planet up, that's it.
You know, that's what I say. Last time I checked, there was only one habitable planet, and there aren't too many waiting in the wings, as far as I can tell. You know, all joking aside, how concerned are you? You probably have children, and obviously you're a scientist. It must be very disturbing to do your work in the face of knowing what you know.
It's very discouraging to see, you know, the government completely go out of its way, actually, to diss the whole thing. And to think what my grandkids, the kind of world that they're going to be in 20 or 30 years, I don't like it a bit. I think I can say that anybody that's probably 60, maybe 50 or under, is going to have to deal with the impacts of global warming one way or the other in their life.
Now, looking at the big picture, are the next 3 years, since we're not going to apparently get any shift, any movement from the Bush administration, can we wait till the next administration comes in, or can we really do irreversible damage in the next few years?
I think we probably have already done irreversible damage. If you look at the amount of time, or what we've done with carbon emissions, which is virtually nothing, they estimate it'll take, what, 50 or 100 years to lower the carbon emissions. Then you've got another 50-year lag built into the oceans because they lag behind. So the planet's going to warm for the next 100 years or so. And what's happening now in the north is the permafrost is beginning to melt. As it melts, it's emitting methane, which is a far worse greenhouse gas than CO2. Once that happens, that's a positive feedback. There's nothing we can do about that. And that is starting to happen right now.
Sobering.
After 100 years, unthinkable.
Unthinkable. Thank you, Dr. Tim Barnett, for joining us. We've been speaking with Dr. Barnett, a research marine physicist with the Scripps Institution of Oceanography.